Z560, thanks for joining us today. Chad Lyons joining us, as I said a little earlier, from GMC. Chad, welcome. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're the communications manager for GMC, and you guys have a very special week. I guess what I should say, it's a work from anywhere week that's running from the 24th of June through the 4th of July.
That's right. That's right. I think, you know, a lot of people in the country have been working from home this last year, and we actually found out a few months ago that June 24th was National Work From Home Day.
Okay.
Which we didn't really know as a team, and so we figured, you know, people are already working from home. Let's have some fun and try to make something special out of this day. So we're kind of taking it over and turning it into a week. We're inviting GMC customers to get out, change their scenery safely, and use some of their vehicle features to work from anywhere. So I know you're familiar with GM vehicles, and
I am.
Most of our vehicles that are relatively new have in-vehicle Wi-Fi. And so what we've did is we said, hey, sign up. There's 20,000 spots that we're going to give to people to get free Wi-Fi in their GMC vehicle for a month, to allow them to kind of get out, work from anywhere, go to the beach, go to the park, and work from there. So we thought it'd be something fun that we could do.
So what you're really saying is you don't even have to go buy a new vehicle. If you're an existing GMC customer and you're one of the first 20,000 people to sign up, you get a month free.
That is correct. Yeah, okay. And we started offering Wi-Fi in vehicles after the 2015 model year.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys have had that for now a number of years. And for those of you listening, if you maybe don't know what I'm talking about, but a lot of you are driving some of the newer vehicles that even have this, you may not know it depending upon, you know, how well things were explained to you, or if you bought even a used vehicle that Chad just noted is 2015 or newer. You've got that feature. You just may not know it because nobody told you. But it's really, Chad, like having a built-in vehicle hotspot, right?
That's exactly it, John. It's a in-vehicle Wi-Fi hotspot. You can connect up to seven devices. You can be within a certain close range outside of the vehicle, so you don't have to be inside the vehicle to take advantage of it. We see a lot of our customers, you know, they use this for road trips with mm-hmm. their kids on their iPads in the back. And some people truly are, you know, using it to work. You know, they
right.
might go camping. And
right. No, I've done that. Done that before. I've used it that way in the past. And real quick, too, for everybody listening, I'll also say this. And I can say this, and I hope, Chad, I'm saying this correctly. But because of the way you guys build this into the vehicle, antennas and so on, your signal strength and what you're able to do versus just taking and tethering a phone, for example, into your laptop or what have you, your system works far better than tethering a phone, does it not?
Yep, that is correct, John. The built-in antenna in the vehicle oftentimes outperforms, you know,
right.
the reception that you would get on a cell phone or other system. So that's another advantage. I'm happy to hear that you've done it yourself.
It works, guy. For everybody listening, if you've got something where, you know, you're trying to travel across country, you've got a bunch of kids, you're trying to do all of the iPad things and so on. And by the way, Chad, that's just the way things are today. So not knocking anybody for doing it. That's just the way we travel today. Or if you're like me and you're out in the field doing different things, you need access. It really does. It works fabulous. And the one thing, folks listening, that I have found personally is, again, you get into some of those fringe areas where you're not having good reception. You know, a lot of our mountain areas, especially, Chad, where you've got sort of a fringe area, that built-in hotspot on the vehicle is always stronger than my cell phone.
Yeah, that's correct, John. And there's something else that I forgot to mention for those that are interested in participating, and anybody, even if you don't have a GM vehicle, you know, we invite people to participate on their social media. Of course, they wouldn't be eligible for the Wi-Fi offer, but we have a hashtag work from anywhere. And we invite anybody to participate. We also have a sweepstakes going on in celebration of this for people that want to win a GMC Sierra AT4.
Nice.
Just go to gmc.com/work from anywhere. You can enter there to participate. But, you know, it's funny, John, as we were looking at this, we looked at some research that's been done by third parties, and you know, most of the people in the country have been working from home. Of course, there are people who can't, and,
right.
And we recognize that. But we were looking at one survey that said, you know, 50% of people are feeling burned out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And two-thirds of those are people that are working from home. So they're more likely to feel burned out. I think the monotony, right?
Like right.
Not being
right.
able
There's no change.
To see people.
Right.
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 Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm one that's been fortunate enough to be able to go to work on a routine basis. Really, a lot for me hasn't changed, Chad, but you're right. There's a lot of folks that are working from home, and in this case, it gives them the opportunity to get out and still do some things and enjoy, and by the way, enjoy the vehicle that they already own. And like I said, and this goes back to what Chad said earlier, folks, a lot of you may very well own a vehicle that's equipped with this. You just don't know it yet.
That is correct. That is correct. People can have that system kind of dormant in their vehicles, like you said. They might have bought a used vehicle and they still have that equipment. And there are others that already have it. We offer data plans, right? Very much like you would with right. your cell phone service through our OnStar arm, where you can just pay, $25 a month and you get unlimited Wi-Fi for people that want it. Or some people may say, hey, I just want it in the summer because I'm going to do some road trips.
Correct.
It's a very convenient feature. And especially for people that A, need to be connected for work, or B, you know, maybe you have some kids in the house and want to keep them entertained.
For those that are listening, Chad, that want to sign up for this, where do they go?
We'd invite our friends to visit gmc.com/work-from-anywhere.
Okay.
And that's where they can find more information. And whether you own a GMC vehicle or not, we invite everybody to participate through social media.
Perfect.
People are uploading pictures. And we really appreciate you letting us come on and talk about this.
No, I appreciate it very much. Chad, you guys are always welcome. You always have great stuff for us. And I just appreciate all that you guys are doing. I really do.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Chad. Really appreciate it. Again, Chad Lyons, he is the communications manager for GMC. That is the truck division of General Motors. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Speaking